Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark. I'm back with Dave, and we are pumped up. Today is Saturday, and we face the Pelicans, bro. But before we do, we want to talk about one question, bro.
All right, what's up,
Dave? What will it take for this team to be one of the youngest teams in NBA history to win a championship?
Ooh, you're flicking my clit right now. I see what you're doing. All right. Let's just talk about it. Let's just kind of get the understanding of what we're asking right here. Is what will it take for Oklahoma City Thunder to be the youngest team in NBA history to hoist a banner? Well, first of all, we have to understand who the youngest team in history is, and that would be the Trail Blazers, the 1976 Trail Blazers, I believe, and that Bill Walton era that they won the championship, and they were 24.9, is that correct, Mark?
24.19, so 24.2, basically.
24.2, okay.
And how old are we right now?
We are 22.6, I think. So we still got a couple years before we get to that point, you know, and here's the thing is that I look at this team, and if you're looking me in the face and I'm asking you, you know, straight up, you know, Bill, Mark, you know, Jay, go on down the list. I look at you in the face and I say to you, be serious right now. Chris, do you think Oklahoma City can make it to the conference finals in 2 years with the development of this team that's been obviously already happening and adding Chet for 2 years? Do you think the Oklahoma City Thunder can get to the conference finals in 2 years? And if you can sit here and argue with me that the Oklahoma City Thunder can't make it in 2 years, I will argue. I will sit here all day and argue with you because I know Oklahoma City, the way they develop, and getting Chet a full year of playing hoops, if he can get that whole year, I'm telling you guys right now, is that second year, we're going to come back furiously and crazy. I told my brother the other day that I thought the Oklahoma City Thunder could make the conference finals and maybe even the finals next year if things went well. I mean, we would have to have a lot of things go perfectly for us to be able to do that. But I do think that we have a deep run in the playoffs next year. I think that this team can get to the second round and make it a 7-game, 6-game series in that second round. And whether or not we are able to pull it off or not, I don't know. But guess what? I'm not betting against this team. And so I'm looking at this and I'm saying, could this team in 2 years get to the finals? And yes, I think this team could get it to the finals in 2 years. And that's what's so crazy about this is that I ask you, Mark, is what would it take from the development of these guys for us to get there in 2 years? Because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about adding on extra talented players here. We're talking about developing our talent that we already have. So what would it take for the development to happen?
All right, let's look at what we think might happen at the top of the West over the next 2 years, right? Like, obviously, you got the Nuggets. Like, they're looking like they're a powerhouse. Is that it?
I mean,
like the Sacramento Kings, they look good right now. The Memphis Grizzlies seem to be crumbling. The Clippers don't seem to be serious. I don't see the Lakers or the Warriors really being serious over the next 2 years, although I could be totally wrong, but I don't see another powerhouse. So if we're talking about a pathway to the conference finals, it's really set if one thing happens, right? If this team continues in the path that they're going and you add a generational talent, we believe, like Chet Holmgren, to help us with the interior defense. But we've said it since Chet went down. Like, this is a chance for us as a team to develop and prepare even more for when he arrives. And when he does arrive, if we can already have our play at the level of, like we are right now, near 500 basketball, that's a hell of a lot better than if he shows up and he takes us, you know, from 20 to 40 wins. Because while that would be good, right, going from 40 to 60 wins is a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that we're looking at. I think this team, the way that they're designed is to be a powerhouse in the West. And with all the old guys that are moving out of the West soon and the unknown teams that are like the Dallas Mavericks of where they're going to be good, are they going to be able to get Kyrie to stay? There's so many questions right now. Lakers, again, old. You going down the list and these guys are in their 30s, you know, mid 30s, early 30s. And you're looking at this and saying in 2 years, you know, if no one has injuries, then yeah, the Sacramento Kings could be okay. You know, if the Memphis Grizzlies can figure their shit out in 2 years, they could be pretty good. But they still have a couple guys that are in their mid 30s that are on that team. So again, it's like, what will it take for this team to get to that point? And it's all about how much we're developing quickly, how we're developing these players. And in my personal opinion, we have to get our shooting up to that 42% from three-point range from these guys as a team. And if we can do that, there's nobody that's going to be able to beat us in, you know, a seven-game series. If we're able to shoot from 40% from deep while getting downhill and making him make a decision between letting us have a semi-open
layup. Let's circle that right there, bro. Let's just hold that thought for a second and say, like, offensively, we're basically exactly what you're saying, away from being an elite offensive team. And defensively, we're an elite defender, interior defender, away from being an elite defensive team. So that's it, bro. Like, it's not like we're talking about, we're sitting here trying to say, like, if this happens and lightning strikes here and we get the best pick and then this happens, like, actually, if we just improve through one thing, and that thing is now the primary thing that we have a new coach for. Chip England is here to teach everybody how to shoot, and it's working. Now we can actually look at it and say, that looks like it's going to be a checkbox soon, too.
I really hope it is. I mean, I really hope that this is the beginning of what this team is amping up to become. Like, the fact that we can shoot so well and we're seeing these young guys shoot incredibly well, and that starts at Jay Will, that starts at J-Dub and Josh Giddey. We're seeing the improvements through the year. So I'm hoping that this continues, because if we can get that 42% and then we get that consistently, like we talk about, is getting a foot in the lane before we pass the ball or taking a shot. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm watching these guys and I'm saying, you know, like you said, interior defender away, right? You put Chet in there, you put Poku in there, and then you put all the rest of the guys around them that are getting, averaging two steals a game. That's J-Dub, that's Shea. You know, Dort is getting up there in steals now because of the pressure that everybody else is putting up there. Josh Giddey's averaging 1 point something a game. So that's what I'm saying, is like, this pressure that's being added, you add Chet into that mix, and then our defense all of a sudden becomes, you know what, 5-10 points better than we already are. I mean, think about that, guys.
Even, like, if it was five,
if our
dude,
defense becomes 5-10 points better, then all of a sudden, like, our separation and game point differential, I think differential right now is like, I forget what it is. I had it pulled up a little bit ago. But my point about that game differential points right now is that flips. Boom. All of a sudden now we're in the green every single time, and it's because of our defense. Yes, our offense is clicking and becoming that powerhouse offense, but I look down the list of how the NBA is changing, Mark, right? And it's so focused around that offensive game. That everybody's so focused on that offensive game. I mean, think about the draft picks. It's all about offense, what these guys can do in offense. We'll develop the defense later. The Thunder are picking offensive guys that are good at offense, but are more primarily amazing at defense as well. You know, think about Chet, think about J-Dub, think about Jang. These guys are amazing at defense. Like, their game is centered around the defensive game. And that's where I get excited about, is because while the NBA is saying, look at the shiny little objects over here, we're all about the offense, offense, offense. We're all sitting saying, yes, the offense matters. But our offensive scheme is going to make up for the quote-unquote lack of offensive talent that we have. Our defense is going to also create a huge issue with every team in the NBA, because our defense is so locked down without any center out there, it's insane. Like, you could say Jay Will's the center out there, but like, come on, guys. Like, he plays center, yes, but I love him at that power forward position. You know, that you know, stand out there on the corner three position. He's amazing, guys. Like, so putting Chet in there, putting Poku in there, and allowing these guys to develop together, we might be sitting in a position that we have the best interior defensive team in the league. And if we have the best interior defensive team in the league, we already know what our, you know, perimeter defense can do. Mm-hmm. And it's scary, guys, because I don't know, and I'm saying this and all due respect to the NBA, is I don't know if the NBA is ready for what Oklahoma City is going to be bringing to them next year. I don't know if they're ready. I think people will sit there and be so focused on Victor coming into the league and saying he's the next great blank, blank, blank player, is that they're just going to forget about everybody else in Oklahoma City. And we're going to have an entire year of a quiet off year developing these players, man.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the most powerful thing that we're going to have to be able to hang our heads on, is that we're going to be able to keep these guys developing quickly, because everybody else is going to be focused other places, because this draft is strong. So everybody's going to be super hyper focused on the strong draft, and not Chet and not Josh and not all the other developments that's going on right now. And because of that, the Oklahoma City Thunder is going to come out and they're going to destroy motherfuckers. And anybody that sits there and says, I don't think that the Oklahoma City Thunder will make it to the playoffs next year or will win 50-something games, then you guys don't understand what's been happening, the progress that's been happening, what we saw last time with the Oklahoma City Thunder when they started winning games. Like, this is what the progress is all about. You prove to everybody that you can win games the first year, which we're doing right now, right? Proving to people that we belong in that playoff conversation. And then it's the next year, you come out as a young team just stomping the fuck out of everybody. And that is why this team is going to do that. And then you're going to look back and say, okay, well, let's put a cap on what they can do. Well, the thing is that because the NBA is old, right, and the NBA doesn't have a powerhouse in the West, what happens? It's open. So a team like Oklahoma City, that's a young team that all of a sudden is clicking at the right time, all of a sudden can beat a team like Phoenix in a seven-game series. All of a sudden can beat a team like, you know, blank, you know, Sacramento, mm-hmm. and, you know, beat them in five games. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, there's no limit to what this team could do. So when I say, and I, again, I know people are going to get mad at me for this. I know people are going to say, hold your horses. But when I say the Oklahoma City Thunder have a legit chance next year to compete for the Western Conference Finals, I mean that because of the structure that we have 12 guys deep. We're going to be able to keep these guys young, healthy. We're going to be able to keep them fresh. And because of that, there's nobody that's going to be able to compete with us when it comes down to the last 20 games. And I think this last 20 games that we're seeing right now, guys, is proof of that. Right. Like, yes, there's going to be games that we're not going to necessarily go out there to win. Not that we're trying to lose, but we just recognize that we're not going to be healthy enough. We're not going to have Shea and Jade about there. So it's not going to be one of those games. But there's other games that it's going to be like, holy cow, pedal to the metal. Like, these guys are ready. And it's going to be games that people don't think that we can win. And all of a sudden, it's going to be like, okay, if this is how people they're finishing off the season this year, then next year, this is how they're going to finish off the season. So we can all of a sudden step it back and say, holy shit, we peak at the end of every year. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what we're watching. We're watching Shea all of a sudden average 35 points a game in March. He mm-hmm. took it up a notch.
Yeah.
And we talked about he had to take it up a notch. He did it
last year, too.
Yeah, and in order for us to make that playoffs. And I think that's what we're seeing, guys. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these guys come out at such a high level because they want it. Mm-hmm. They want to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So why would Sam Presti or Coach D all of a sudden push the button and say, not this year, guys. We're going to go ahead and pull back. No. Guys, you feed the beast. Mm-hmm. You feed that fucking beast. And guess mm-hmm. what Shea's doing right now? He's being able to feed that beast. He's being able to say, Coach, I can do this. Sam, I can do this. I want to go out and make it to the playoffs. Why? He makes the playoffs. Then we have conversations of MVP and all NBA teams for these guys, all defensive teams. You know, all of a sudden, J-Dub is in the conversation of Rookie of the Year. Right, guys? I mean, he's already in the conversation of Rookie of the Year. He's in the number two in the standings right now. So awesome job, J-Dub. But now we'll get a chance that these guys get the conversations that they need to. So winning and getting to the playoffs, in my opinion, is very important for this team this year because it shows what they can do as a young team this early on.
Thunder the fuck up, everybody.